بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of God, the compassionate and the merciful, can I first ask whether you can hear me, says the speaker. Can you hear me?
You do, you can continue.
Mr. Chair, distinguished heads of delegations, representatives of member states, non-member states, and international organizations, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. I would like, first of all, to express my heartfelt thanks and appreciation to the Secretariat for holding this highly important meeting in such exceptional circumstances that the world is living. I would also like to thank the representatives of states parties to the convention and representatives of international organizations for their participation. I seize this occasion to also express our thanks and appreciation for the coordination and cooperation program, as well as UNMAS and the ISU. We're grateful for the positive response of partners and donors to the needs of Sudan. This has positively affected our capacity to implement our obligations under this convention. As we are a state party to the convention, we had signed it already in 1997, and we started action in 2002. Over 4,000 regions were registered as dangerous zones, and we have been able to clean over 3 million square meters during the second extension. 232 zones were registered, and we have 267 zones remaining with an estimated surface of 29,314,000 square meters. The second extension period gave us encouragement to continue work, basically to declare Sudan free of anti-personnel mines. We have benefited from sustainable peace thanks to negotiations between the government and the armed factions. We have been able to reach an agreement which allows to further the program on landmine clearance in the provinces of the Blue Nile and South Kordofan. Anti-personnel landmines are being cleared as a priority in order to bolster peace. We welcome the assistance of any international organizations wishing to support the efforts of our country to fulfill our obligations under Article 5 in order to declare Sudan free of landmines. The National Center on Landmines has been coordinating work with UNMAS in order to deploy teams to open paths to allow for humanitarian access. Sudan was able, in cooperation with UNMAS and other partners, to mobilize support from donors, and we are happy to express our thanks and appreciation for their support. We look forward to further support so that we can fulfill our obligations under the convention. We are indeed committed to be able to declare our country free of mines by 2023. Thank you.